This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the Chancellor of Delgado Community College, Larissa Littleton-Stibe, and Emily Cosper, who is the Dean of the School of Liberal Arts, Social Sciences, and Education, and Daryl Hippensteel, one of the faculty in the Criminal Justice Department. And Chancellor, just for full transparency, I have worked with Daryl for a number of years. He actually helped our training academy at the JPSO many, many years ago. And welcome to the show, all of you.
Good morning, and good morning. Thank you. We are so happy to be here. And I'm not surprised about Daryl. He's a rock star.
Absolutely. Chancellor, if you would, one of the things that I'm learning about Delgado Community College is how flexible and nimble you guys are. You really make it work for the students. Talk to us about that.
So let me tell you, we are extremely flexible and nimble, so much to the point that we have a 12-week session that is beginning that you can register for today. So for those individuals that missed the full session, you know, you were on the fence about registering and going to school and taking classes, guess what? It's not too late. We have an opportunity for you. Our 12-week session, which we call the Second Start, will allow you to take the classes that you need to gain that job, that career you want, or to transfer to that four-year institution. So, yes, we are flexible. We are nimble. We have day and evening courses. We have online, face-to-face, and virtual.
Now, you guys also offer yet another opportunity that starts in October, right?
Yes. That's our 8-week session that starts in October. So we've got a variety of things going on over here at Delgado Community College. We have our full session, which began about 2 weeks ago, and we have a first 8-week session. Now we have a 12-week session at the beginning, and then we will have another 8-week session to close out the semester with also a winter session. So we've got a lot of things happening at Delgado Community College because we know our student base. We know who they are. We know that they're living busy, active lives. The average student age at Delgado is 28 years old. And so, of course, we have to be able to accommodate them and their needs. And our workforce needs us. Let's be perfectly clear and perfectly honest here. The workforce of Louisiana needs Delgado Community College, and so we have to make certain that not only do we offer the courses that lead to careers for the workforce, but we also have great business and industry partners and foundation board members who ensure that we're able to provide scholarships to students who need them.
So with this upcoming 12-week registration, let's go to Dean Cosper of the School of Liberal Arts, Social Sciences, and Education. What can we expect in a 12-week semester, and what are the offers?
Good morning. You can, in the School of Liberal Arts, Social Sciences, and Education,
We really offer a majority of the general education courses at the college, not all of them, but these are the courses that really lay the foundation for your associate's degree and can lead to your bachelor's degree. So we have the standard English class. We have the standard psychology class. We have sociology classes. We have psychology classes. So we really have quite a few classes. We're also offering this 12 weeks care and development of young children classes and some history classes. So really the student who needs to pick up credit hours is unsure where to start. Starting with these general education classes really gives you a foot in the door, and you can expect to be busy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, what makes sense for me, depending on your walk of life, sometimes there are certain times of the year that you're going to be much busier if you're working, and if you're honest with yourself, maybe there are a lot of time constraints that you can't give all of that attention necessary to be successful in school. And that's what I really love about this full semester, 12-week and 8-week offering. It's just an incredible example of how flexible and nimble Delgado truly is, thinking about that for folks.
Indeed, and I think it's important to note that these 12-week classes, you can take face-to-face if you need that face-to-face experience, which we know some students prefer in the classroom. But you can also take them on camera. Now, not every class can be taken in all these different modalities, but a majority of our classes, you have a choice. Do you want to sit there in a classroom every day? We can do that for you. Do you want to log on and see your teacher on camera once or twice a week? We can do that for you. Or if you're self-directed, you can take these classes online. You still have access to your professor. You're not out there alone in your online classes. But there's just flexibility for when you do the work. That you will have deadlines, but you get to decide when you study, when you read, when you take the test.
And it also seems to me, Dean, that this aligns really well with the four-year college that you may ultimately transfer once you complete your curriculum at Delgado as well, when you have this many opportunities to kind of make it work to transition over. Would that be true?
Absolutely. Fortunately in the state, we've worked really hard, our 2- and 4-year partner schools, to make transfer between us much more seamless than it's ever been in the past. With our state partners, 4- and 2-year, many of these general education courses that I mentioned, they transfer easily. You can take an English class here, and it will go with you when you're ready to start your bachelor's degree once you finish your associate's degree here. These classes go with you. So it is very, like, the programs in my area are really built for transfer. Doesn't mean you have to transfer, but when you complete your degree, most of these classes will come with you. And it's a great opportunity. An associate's degree is a wonderful credential, and it's even more wonderful that you get to take it with you should you decide to continue your higher education.
Absolutely. And Chancellor, I understand that that same approach applies to the School of STEM as well, right?
Oh, most definitely. Absolutely. So, look, let me tell you, Delgado Community College has a twofold mission: prepare you for work and career, or prepare you to enter into a four-year institution. And so with that, our courses, our instructors, we follow the same SAC-COC accreditation guidelines as four-year institutions do. Our faculty members are credentialed with master's degrees and PhDs as well. And so when you think of a community college as a starting point, as a launch pad to take you anywhere you want to go.
Absolutely. Dean Cosper, I was not surprised, because I know it's been around a long time, but that criminal justice was one of the oldest and most robust programs that Delgado's offered since its infancy.
This is very true. It's I'm relatively new to being the dean of this area. This is my second year, and I'm most impressed. It's a top graduator at this college. The faculty members are incredible, our full-time faculty members, and we have many adjuncts in the field that bring their expertise. And we've been doing this since the 1950s at the college, which is pretty incredible. And our, you know, our students go out into the community and are prepared to serve or continue their education with our four-year partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And also, I know Daryl Hippensteel. Daryl, you know everybody. You've been around a long time. Daryl, I think you're older than me, so I've been around a long time. You've been around longer than I. But there are a lot of internship opportunities, obviously, that law enforcement and first responder community is now engaged in because they like to give folks a taste of what they're going to do, and it's so very important. I know with the relationships that you have, you can place people almost anywhere, right?
We can. They get a practicum that we can offer. It gives them 3 hours. We can also have life experience credit that they can get. It helps them along with the program. The police often get the Policing 101 class. So there's a lot that we do, and we've worked with the Chester Parish Sheriff's Department, New Orleans Department, and we've also worked with the juvenile justice system and sending students over there for quite a long time.
Now, you guys also, have y'all, did I hear that y'all were starting a new Homeland Security degree as well at Delgado?
Yes. Emily can speak to the origin of how that transpired, but we've got a master syllabus for emergency management and introduction to Homeland Security, the sociology of disaster and transportation and border security, all of the things that are inside of the monolithic Homeland Security institution. There's a lot of things that are going on there, you know, all the way from before disaster happens, preparedness, taking care of the technical and computer online services that we need to have, home and business, financial institutions. They do terrorism components. So we have an emergency, you have a disaster, and then you have the event, and then you've got to clean up and do all of those things. It's really unbelievable how many different positions somebody could end up working in Homeland Security.
Yeah, our program, it's really, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say the new Homeland Security and Emergency Program is really developed to prepare students for entry-level positions, you know, within emergency management, security technologies, infrastructure protection, and that's governmental agencies and the private sector, you know, so there really are great career opportunities for students who are interested. And we've worked with our four-year partners, really trying to get this program off the ground. It's the first year, and we have great, belief in how strong, when we check back with you next year, how we really have, getting our students situated and, you know, building it up so we can meet our community's needs, because we know in this state and with all of our industry along the river that we need to be prepared, and this program will help us be prepared should there be any kind of emergency management situation.
Chancellor, we have just a couple of minutes, but I did want to finish out. I had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to speak to a couple of Delgado students that were actually in their third year of being there on a part-time basis, and I asked them to describe their experience, and they said what they loved about it most in comparing their experience to other kids' experience is that there were never any unanswered questions. They always seemed to be able to get them answered. There was a lot of support, and they felt good about that. And I remember, you know, when I first went to the university, I felt that, of course, that was many, many years ago, but I felt like there was very little that I knew, and I always felt like I was walking down a dark corridor sometimes. So it was encouraging to hear them say that you know, there was certainty about what they were doing.
Oh, yeah. So let me tell you, Newell, you know, I consider myself to be a very fortunate person to work at Delgado Community College because I have excellent faculty and staff who think outside of the box every day, all day. So for new students, we have new student orientation. We have a daycare center that is on campus that is a Head Start facility that allows students to drop off their kids and go to class and not have to be concerned about the care of their young children. We have scholarships that are available for students who need them, who have financial need. So we really try to really just be think outside of the box, because you got to think about it this way. As a community college, we're not only servicing those first-time freshmen, those individuals who are right out of high school coming to college, we're also servicing individuals who are 28, 29, 30, 40, 50 years old, right? Some who may already have a bachelor's degree and who are deciding to come back to us because they want to enter into a field of cybersecurity, or maybe they want to be a registered nurse, you know, or maybe they want to go into, you know, a STEM program or open their own business and be an entrepreneur. So we always have to level up our game, and we always have to look at best practices that exist nationwide so that Delgado can continue to be the catalyst, but most important, so that Delgado's doors can remain open and be available for those who need us.
Absolutely. Folks, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate it. Chancellor Larissa Littleton-Stibe, Emily Cosper, the Dean of the School of Liberal Arts, and Daryl Hippensteel from the Faculty of the Criminal Justice Department. Truly appreciate your time, your insight, and sharing your experience at Delgado Community College with us. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.